Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning and welcome to another wonderful Wednesday and inspiring Wednesday here at NABWIC Talks. NABWIC Talks is your premier podcast show tailored by and for women in the construction realm. And don't forget, we, NABWIC, are the voice of black women in construction. I'm Jackie Perry, your co-host for today, also serving as the CEO of J. Perry & Associates, based in Jacksonville, Florida. But joining me in the studio today are some remarkable individuals who keep this conversation going. And don't forget, it's still April. And throughout this National New Member Month, which is what we're calling April, we've been spotlighting our new members, delving into their remarkable entrepreneurial journeys within the construction realms. And today, we have another exceptional guest awaiting your introduction, so hold on. But before we dive in, let's acknowledge our esteemed co-hosts, the driving forces behind the scenes. So this morning, we want to say hello to Ms. Ursula Odom, a dedicated motivational speaker and owner of Ursula's History Shop. We want to say good morning to Gerald Barnes, our partner and consultant extraordinaire. He's helped numerous businesses towards their dreams. We've got our main co-host, Ms. Adija Williams, a commercial real estate advisor, economic development strategist, and marketing expert, and Ms. Zakiya Flagg, who represents Flagg Labor from Union, New Jersey. But most importantly, I am honored this morning to introduce Ms. Ann McNeil, our leader and the powerhouse behind MCO Construction, as well as the visionary founder of NABWIC. Ms. Ann's steadfast leadership has paved the way for countless women in construction, and she indeed is the voice of black women in construction. So good morning, Ms. Ann. How are you?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Jackie and the NABWIC Talks radio team. If I were any better, Jackie, I would be you and Rochelle, our special guest today, Ms. Lawson. This is going to be a powerful, powerful, powerful podcast today. And I want to encourage everybody to comment, like, and share this podcast, but especially subscribe to our NABWIC Talks YouTube channel. And remember that the NABWIC organization's mission was founded to continue to increase the national awareness of black women in this construction industry as we continue as a charge to advocate and create strategic relationships, partnerships, sponsorships, whatever those ships are you want to sail on with us, we have a ticket for you. And so, Jackie, this week I'm very excited to share that as we prepare for our billion-dollar luncheon in aviation, it is going to be one of the best. And as Rochelle knows, we already have a sponsor in form of Suffolk Construction, but we also have many other sponsors that are coming on board to hear from our presenters, which is focusing on Philadelphia Airport, BWI, and Miami just confirmed on yesterday, and we're waiting for maybe one more, which would give us four. But if we don't get any more, we really already have enough. So we want to continue to remind people that they can connect with us and turn contacts into contracts in many, many, many different ways. But as always, Jackie, I don't want to belabor this because I'm so excited to hear Rochelle's story. Let's get this party started.
I'm with you, Ann. Let's get this party started.
Hi, I'm Vicki Antonio. I'm part of the South Florida chapter of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and we are excited to celebrate women in construction. What I'm most proud of about being a part of this organization is that we are a conglomerate of women who are doing great things to expand not only ourselves, but our local communities and beyond. Why it's important to support this organization is because, you know, the saying is that when you support a woman, you support a nation. So my name's Vicki Antonio. Please join us to celebrate Women in Construction.
Good morning and happy Wednesday, everyone. Super excited about today. That was an amazing commercial break with one of our members. And this is Odedra. So in today's episode of NABWIC Talks, we are spotlighting Rochelle Marie Lawson. She is a pioneering CEO and the founder of All Day Cable Incorporated, which is the first woman and minority-owned telecommunications installation company in the United States. With over 30 years of experience in the field, Rochelle has redefined industry standards for excellence and inclusivity, leading her company to become a beacon of quality and innovation in telecommunications. Rochelle's journey exemplifies dedication to empowerment and visionary leadership with a unique business approach that intertwines wellness, wisdom, and wealth. Beyond her business achievements, Rochelle is an acclaimed author, wellness advocate, and the host of the Blissful Living podcast, which inspires women in tech and the business world worldwide. So today, we are going to discover Rochelle's important and transformational impact on telecommunications and in the construction arena. So welcome, Rochelle Lawson. Thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. This is going to be so much fun today. So before we get started with the serious questions, could you tell us what made you become a member of NABWIC and how long have you been a member of NABWIC?
So I was introduced to NABWIC by a dear friend, Kim Lee Naylor. At that time, I believe she was the president of the organization, and I was in the process of doing a collaborative book, and I reached out to her to be a part of the book, and she said yes to the book, and then she told me about what she was doing since we last communicated, and she told me she was the president of NABWIC, and I was like, what is NABWIC? And she's like, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and I was like, girl, I didn't even know that existed. What? I got to be a part of that. And so that is how the beautiful relationship came about.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. And I'm hoping that you've enjoyed your time in NABWIC so far, have you?
Oh, yes. It's been amazing. Always amazing to connect with, of course, brilliant women that look like me.
Absolutely. So tell us about your business. Tell us about All Day Cable. What inspired you to start that? It's amazing that you are the first woman-owned and minority-owned installer of telecommunication cable. Tell us about that. That's amazing.
So All Day Cable came about really because I had graduated from college with my second degree as an electrical engineer and had interviewed with every major, very large, still in existence corporations in Silicon Valley. And after about the 10th time hearing, we would love to hire you, but you're going to be working around men that are your father's age, just hold tight. We're going to be giving you a call. Now, this is back in the 90s, so there was no cell phone, really. You had to wait by the phone on the wall. I never got that call. And so my husband had got a job right out of engineering school, and it was basically for a company, and basically what they were doing was installing voice cabling. And I went back to school, you know, as hustling grinders do, got a registered nursing degree and became a registered nurse specializing in emergency room trauma medicine. So I was doing that at night, and I wasn't seeing him. He was working during the day. So finally, after a little while, I was like, you know, we could do this ourselves. Let's start a business. And he was like, really? And I was like, yeah, let's do this. And so that's how All Day Cable came about. It and was initially started as a company called Data Networks. And then it just migrated really quickly. Within the first 2 weeks, we had very large financial, worldwide financial institution that was our customer. And then it just grew, metamorphosized into a company that I was able to, with my team, of course, take to be one of the top 50 women-owned businesses in Silicon Valley in 6 short years.
Oh, my goodness. So what I heard was brilliance, brilliance, and amazing. I'm super smart. That's all I heard, just a lot of that. So you have just a varied background, and it's just fascinating to hear you talk about how you integrate with the field and your – so tell us about during your day-to-day, what is something that really motivates you to keep going and what in your passion for women?
So in my day-to-day motivation is just really having the instruments available to my team that allows them to stand in their greatness and command their throne, so to speak. So I say they, mainly I am one of three women that are employed by All Day Cable. The rest of the team are all guys, the techs, the project managers, things of that nature, and just really allowing them to really stand in their greatness. And what's so beautiful about my team is they humbly take direction from me, because I'm not always humble. I'm not always sweet and kind when I'm given instruction or direction or vision for the company and what I see. But over these last 34 years, the guys have been just absolutely amazing, and they understand that when I'm asking or trying to direct them, I'm trying to direct them to reach beyond what they think is their greatness and to stretch so they can expand the greatness and the capabilities within themselves. So really, I have to say it's my team that helps me to be successfully commanding the throne at All Day Cable.
I love that. So you talked about how there's three women on your team, and obviously you were in a male-dominated field. Have you had any challenges that you've had to overcome? You talked about stretching your team, getting them to stretch mentally, but how did you stretch in order to function in the male-dominated field, and have you had any challenges in that?
So, yes, in the beginning when I started the business, for one, I didn't know I was the only woman minority-owned. There was no Internet back then, so, you know, you kind of had to wait for information to come, and sometimes it took a while to get back to you. But I sought out to network. Now, I'm a girl that grew up in a family of all boys. In my generation, I'm the only granddaughter, so I've always been surrounded by boys, male energy, competitive, you know, trying to be seen and stand out front and amongst all the sea of boys that I grew up with. Loved playing with boys, did all kind of stuff, and I think where I developed my tenacity for, you can't tell me no because I'm going to show you yeah anyways. And so I went to early in the business venture, went to a networking event, a construction industry event, and was quite enamored with all the guys that were coming around asking me questions about my business and said, oh, you're that girl or you're that person that owns that company. And then one, you know, something changed, and one of them leaned into me and said, who do you think you are to be playing in a good old boys network? And then another one of these, and they were owners of, I want to say, very affluent general construction companies. The other one leaned into me and said, I guarantee you in 2 years you'll be out of business, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure you're out of business because you don't have a place in this world and you don't belong in our world. And so I sat there thinking, went from being elated that they were asking me all these questions and interested in me to really having them demean me and tell me, no, you can't play here. You're not the right color. You're not the right gender. You can't play here. So I said to myself, y'all don't know this girl from the hood. because I done been through a whole lot of stuff, and you telling me something that you think I'm not going to do, well, you better watch out, because I'm a girl that's going to not only show you that I'm going to do it, I'm going to succeed, and I'm going to have sustainability. And so that was, like, really the driving force. And somebody tell me, no, you can't do something, and I know I can do it, I'm going to be like, yeah, watch me. And so I'm proud to say, or happy to say, that when I took the business to the top 50 women-owned business in Silicon Valley, some of those good old boys had representation in the audience as I was receiving my award. But by the time 2000, we dived into the 2000s, some of those companies weren't around anymore. And when we had that dot-com bust, they all started faltering. And as the saying goes, the real estate bust, more falter, and I'm happy to say that those gentlemen that approached me in that room with all the other gentlemen trying to intimidate me, they are no longer in business. They no longer exist. But here I am, 34 years later, still killing the game like I'm 29 years old.
I love it. Tenacity, sustainability, just wow, the wherewithal to know that you are able to build a foundation that is going to last. So could you, we're going to take a break after you answer this, but could you give us a bird's eye view? Because a lot of us, you know, you're talking about people trying to intimidate you. So we're like, what did she do? What did she do that's so, you know, intimidating to them that they need to make you feel intimidated? So give us a bird's eye view of what you do. What is it that you do in telecommunications for those of us who just is foreign to us? Could you just explain a little bit what you do? And then right after that, we'll take a break. Thank you.
Yeah, so what we do is we install voice, data, fiber optic cabling. We set up the complete network distribution so companies can communicate with their customers, whether phone, video, audio, speaker, wireless, everything telecom. So the whole network distribution is what we do. And what I do with that is basically I allow my team to stand in the agreements and run the projects and take really good care of the customers. My motto is we want to be the premier customer, not the customer, the next customer. And we do have 5-star ratings from all of our customers. And we've had relationships with some of our customers for this complete 34 years. One of those financial institutions worldwide is still our customer and was our first customer. So I think just allow my team to do what they do and to give guidance and direction and to be the voice and face out there, because it's a misnomer for a woman to own a telecom installation company. It sticks in the minds of people, and our work speaks for itself. We surpass every expectation for our customers, and I think that's one of the reasons why we've had sustainability and success is we take each project to heart, and we make sure that we make the connections right the first time so that when the customer connects, they do the same. They don't lose any business or time trying to figure out how to connect with their customers. They know when they have all day cable running their telecom stuff that everything is going to work out absolutely flawlessly.
I love it. So we are Network Talks, and we're talking to Rochelle Lawson with All Day Cable. We're going to take a quick break and come right back.
Greetings. My name is Kimley Naylor, and I am the owner of Nailright Construction Company. I am also president of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and we are proud to celebrate women in construction. I'm very proud to have formed a company that allows for employment opportunities in communities, Black communities, to help elevate economic stability and wage increases so that we as Black women can continue to empower our communities. I'm excited to be a member of NABWIC because it allows us to shape history. It allows us to empower women to know there is a platform in construction that is vital to the wealth transfer into Black communities across this nation. My name is Kimley Naylor, and please join us in celebrating Women in Construction.
All right, we are back. That was great to hear from Kimley Naylor, our past president of NABWIC. And we are NABWIC Talks. We are here in the studio with us are our co-hosts. I'm Odedra, and we are talking with Rochelle Lawson. Name of her company, of one of her companies, is All Day Cable. Incorporated. So we're just super excited to have you here with us, Rochelle. So we talked a lot about your career. We talked a little bit about what inspired you. And now let's get to know you a little bit better. What is one or two books that you are reading or that you've read that have really inspired you?
So I'm an author of 10 books. I have 10 best-selling books and a couple international best-selling books. And so one of my favorite books, I have many. I am an avid reader, and I love reading. I've been a reader since I was a kid. But one of my favorite books, I would have to say, is my most recently published book, The Unstoppable Woman's Manifesto. And this book is really about a queen commanding her empire. And so when I wrote this book, I thought about various queens that commanded their empire and that were very successful at doing it. And I tapped into Queen Nefertiti in ancient Egypt. She's one of the five queens or pharaohs, queens that became pharaohs, and how she supported her husband in what they were doing, which was going from many gods to worshiping one god, and how she just connected with her subject, so to speak, within her queendom, I should say, and really elevated things. And so I channeled her, and in this book, there's 12 keys to being a queen that actually commands and builds and commands her empire. And so I love that book because it really was everything that I utilized and still utilize today. It's an ever-evolving, I want to say, diary of wisdom that comes. But it takes a person on a journey as to if you are a queen or if you're a very strong man and you're a king, want to utilize the wisdom of a queen of how to command your throne and do it successfully. There are some things that the book goes through and it walks you through and helps you to guide me to really create a destiny, what I say, a destiny by design blueprint, so that you can continue to step into grace on your path and be hugely successful at every aspect of your journey, even when the challenges come up. So that's my favorite book right now.
I love it. What's your favorite book? My favorite book is my book. Come through. I love it for you. Yes.
So tell us again the name of... Say it again.
I said I'm not being egotistical or anything because I love reading and I have a ton. I have probably 5,000 books and I can't get rid of any of them because they all are special to me. But because I just wrote that one and published it back in November, and it was the number one out of 100 books trending book on Amazon that was selling, I think for one, that speaks volumes because I have several books on Amazon. They've never been number one out of 100. Mm-hmm. And two, just the magic and the words of grace that I received back for writing the book lets me know that I did something good and I should be proud of it and use my own wisdom that I've written down to educate and better mm-hmm. myself and my business.
You should, absolutely. I believe Nikki Giovanni said there is a reason to ego trip sometimes. So tell us the name of your book again. Yeah. What's the name of your book again? Because we want to get that book.
Called The Unstoppable Woman's Manifesto.
I love that. And unstoppable you are. So thank you for that. So what's next for you?
I really am at this age, again, 29, hot. I really am at this time in my life wanting to support women. I've done a lot of stuff. I've been a trailblazer, even though I'm very humble. But I've seen women come together more powerfully than I've ever seen before. And as a past president of the National Association of Women Business Owners, and a speaker on Capitol Hill 3 times. I know what it feels like to feel like you're that only person out there doing what you do and not really having the support. And so in 2019, I started holding events called the Brave, Bold, Unstoppable Women's Summits to bring women together in the community to help us to not only build our businesses, but to expand and command our thrones as if we're Naomi Campbell walking in our 5-inch heels down that catwalk and being and commanding it. And so I believe every time I've been in a community that not only allows for connection and deep connections and collaborations, my businesses have taken up a notch. And so I think it's really important for us not to leave any women behind. And part of my mission is to not leave any women behind and take this around the world. And one of the things that I do is I support women veterans from the proceeds of the event. Our women veterans are our fearless, unseen heroes. We don't see them on TV. We don't hear about our women veterans. And they have a huge difficulty in transitioning from military life to civilian life. And so when I reached out to find out an organization that I could support, I realized that we can't leave our women veterans behind. When you hear the word veteran, you think of a man. Now, I've had many family members that are fellas that served in the military, but I've also had nieces that served in the military. One of my friends is the first African-American female combat pilot, and we don't hear these stories, and they're suffering. So in order for us to build a queendom as women coming together, we can't leave any women behind. And so my mission is to take this around the world and show women that we can support each other. We don't got to be catty. We don't have to hate on each other. We can support each other. And as one queen rises, we will all rise to our greatness, and we, the women, are going to be the change agents to make the world a better place. At this moment in time, it's instrumental that we women come together to fight for our rights, because an assault on women's rights are happening right in front of our eyes, and it will continue to trickle from personal to business and business to personal if we don't come together and stand strong in our 5-inch heels and tell them, push back, because we ain't bending like that. Y'all not going to take away from us what we've worked so hard, and some have lost their lives for us to obtain. And okay, let me calm down. But, yeah, that's what I'm all about right now. I just get all fired up because now is the time for women to realize their greatness, and it's important, more important than ever, for us to come together and support each other in business, life, sisterhood, create those bonds that can't be broken by those that don't want us to succeed and stand in our greatness.
Listen, Rochelle said, push back, push back. We ain't bending like that. Okay. This is why I love NABWIC. This is why I love women's empowerment. Thank you so much, Rochelle, for sharing who you are with the world. I, for one, am grateful that those men came to you and looked you in your face and tried to play you, because the world is changed and made better because of you, Rochelle. So thank you so much. Want to see if there are any questions from the audience or the studio. Are there any questions from the audience or from the studio? Okay. Well, my final question to you, Rochelle, is I feel like you've already answered it in what you just shared, but are there any, what do you want to leave with us? You know, you shared so much about your successes, your books. And how many books did you say you have, by the way?
10.
10 books. And you share with us the different organizations you started that you've helped with. We certainly appreciate you at NABWIC. My goodness, just your leadership. Thank you for that. But what's something that you want to leave with our audience? Because, of course, we are streaming this on YouTube. And you also, we want to welcome you to subscribe to our YouTube channel and join us at NABWIC.org to stay abreast of what is going on. But leave us with some parting words, Rochelle, please.
So for me, it's important to leave a legacy. As African-American women, we don't and have not always been privy to the information that those that don't look like us have been privy to. And so it's really important for me to leave a legacy for my future family generations to come, particularly my females. I have a daughter, and I've tried to always instill in both my children the wisdom that was either learned by me from hard knocks of life that wasn't passed on to me. I try to instill this wisdom to make them understand where they are, that they are kings and queens in this great world that we live in, but also to have knowledge that helps them to push forward and not have to go through some of the hard knocks and heartbreaks and challenges that I had to go through to get to where I am today. So for me, it's really, really important that we learn to create generational wealth like that, those that don't look like us, and that we pass on the information down so that our future generations can be 100 times more successful than we are today. Without us passing down this wisdom like they used to share the good old stories back in the day of our history, without us passing down this wisdom to our future generations, I don't know where we will be as a race of people, particularly for our African-American sisters. And so it's really, really, really important for me to make sure that I leave a message with everybody listening as a female that please create something where you can pass it down to your family, your future female generation, that allows them to be five steps ahead of where you are today so that they don't have to suffer and go through the struggles that you had to get to where you are. It's very, very important that we leave that legacy and keep that legacy flowing for the many, many generations to come after us.
Amen. Thank you. And before we wrap up, I knew and I know that this whole time, along with me sitting here raising a roof with you, Ann McNeil has too. So please, Ms. Ann McNeil, come back on and ask Ms. Rochelle a question.
Thank you, ladies, so very much. But before I ask a question, Rochelle, I just want to give you kudos and thank you for being a diligent NABWIC member and very consistent. And I think that, everybody can see from your interview today that you are inside of our organization, a sleeping giant, along with so many, many, many other women. And we just want to take this opportunity to publicly thank you for just being consistent and being willing to volunteer and show up. Now, my question to you is, why do you think that it is important other women who are looking for a community to consider NABWIC as a place to connect?
I think it's really important. For one, my first introduction was by my dear friend, Kim Lee. But the moment I got on the calls, I was welcomed. I felt like I was in a sisterhood that I had not had the experience before. Of course, everybody looked like me, so that really helped. I wasn't the only one that looked like me in the community. And so I just felt a warmth, embrace. Information was disseminated. Nobody was trying to hold on to anything. Wisdom was shared. Guidance was provided. And I think it's really, I think those are things that at my age now that are really, really important to me. And everybody showed up authentically. You ain't going to always be on your game face, happy, smiley all the time. And you don't need to always go and be nicety just to get along, be alone to get along. Sometimes we got to stir up the pot so others can see that we are destined for great things. And by staying status quo, you get stagnant and that begins to cause death within the organization. And so I think because it's vibrant, it's growing, there are women that look like me in the construction industry. I'm no longer a lone ranger out there by myself trying to make a name for sisters and that look like me. And so it's just, as you can tell, I'm getting all excited. It's just very, very wonderful and heartfelt to be in an organization in an industry where we're underrepresented, but we're killing the game, and now we have the ability to be represented like the good old boys do and to be able to network and elevate every aspect of our business. If you don't want to elevate your business and you're in NABWIC, it's because you don't want to elevate your business. It's not because the opportunities aren't there and the information's not there. Back in my day, none of this was available, so I had to fight and learn and scratch and get all the information for certifications and stuff that was kept kind of tight by those that don't look like me. They only allowed me to have it because they liked me and I kind of blend in, so to speak. So, I can go on, Miss Ann, but I want to say it's just the solidarity and the authenticity and the willingness to help each of us grow and expand our businesses without having any ulterior motives but to see us stand in our greatness and shine.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Fantastic. There were so many mic drop moments in what you shared with us, Rochelle, so thank you so much. super excited to have spoken with you today. I knew this would be powerful. It exceeded all expectations. Again, I'm Odedra. I am joined with our co-hosts, Ursula, Miss Jackie, Zakia, and Gerald. And this has been NABWIC Talks. Please make sure you subscribe to our YouTube and join us every Wednesday morning at 8:30 for NABWIC Talks. Thank you so much.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.